Komorowski, A Fresh Beginning for Polish Businesses. August 6, 2010, saw pro-business Bronisław Komorowski inaugurated as Poland's fourth president since the collapse of communism in 1989. A trained historian and member of the Civic Platform, PO Party, Komorowski, 58, beat rival Jarosław Kaczyński of the Law and Justice Party, PiS, with 53.1% of the total votes. Poland needs cooperation between the most important institutions of the state, between the government, the parliament, the president, but also between political parties, between those in government and those in opposition, said the new president during his speech after taking his oath. As president, I declare my will for such cooperation. And indeed, cooperation is expected to be a key word during Komorowski's reign. The result will bring a sigh of relief to leaders in Belgium, who will be looking forward to the smoother dealings with the new man in charge. His main rival, Jarosław Kaczyński, is a known Eurosceptic and strong nationalistic figure vocal against joining the Eurozone. He has also made his views on strengthening relations with the rest of the EU clear on a number of occasions. Many will remember his time as PM, with his party constantly in battle with those in Brussels. Germany will also be delighted with the appointment of Komorowski. Both Lech and Jarosław Kaczyński were dubious about forming stronger ties with their close neighbours, and frequently dragged up the past, making events such as the Second World War into political issues. Mr. Komorowski's win is a strong pro-European signal, said Guido Westerwelle, Germany's foreign minister, speaking about the result. Berlin will now have a strong partner for its course of trust and cooperation. If further proof was needed on this front, Komorowski has stated that his first foreign visits will be to Brussels, Paris and Berlin to show Poland's European roots. As well as being a huge boost and relief for Donald Tusk's leading PO party, this victory means positive news for Poland's business world, as Komorowski has stated that some of his key aims are to shrink the state's role in the economy and deepen its ties with other countries within the European Union. One of the new president's declarations is to support the government's plans to cut the country's spending in order to help shrink the national budget deficit to 3% of gross domestic product in 2012. No easy task, given that it totaled over 7% last year. He also vowed to protect the national pension system, a promise in fact echoed by main rival Kaczyński, one of the biggest costs in the Polish budget. Michał Debula, an economist at BNP Paribas, believed that the appointment will bring with it a boost to Polish assets. Based on past experience, we would expect the zloty to rally by 2% and spread to fall by around 30 basis points over the next week, as the market would probably take the view that fiscal consolidation is likely. Naturally, the victory has been given a thumbs up across the board in the business community, with a number of established business folks, as well as budding entrepreneurs, expressing their satisfaction with the result. I think financially, markets will react very positively, because the Komorowski-Tusk team will guarantee stability, and markets and employers like stability and reliability very much, said one young publishing executive. Komorowski promised some very good things for employers, and I hope that he will live up to his promises. I'm really looking forward to the Euro, and Komorowski and Tusk are fans of the Euro. Emilia Płoskon, who is in the process of setting up her own internet clothes auction business, says that she is looking forward to the number of positive changes that Komorowski's win will bring for her and other like-minded people looking to start up their own firms. Under the last president, things were not easy for motivated people like myself, with a desire to get their business up and running and off the ground. The plans and ideas that were promised during the campaign won Komorowski many votes in the business world, and it's great news that he came out victorious. It's a positive step forward, and couldn't have worked out better for people like me. Although still in its very early stages, the positive effects that Komorowski's victory has had on those involved in the business side of the nation have been obvious. With thousands feeling a weight has been lifted off their shoulders, a collective sigh of relief has swept the country, and many business types are now looking to the future to see just what effects the Komorowski-Tusk partnership will have on their lives.